Web Radio today is the Faith and Fitness Podcast, and all of us, we want to live a long and healthy life free of disease. There's a Bible verse that, for me, well, it kind of puts all of this time spent with exercise and diet and taking care of your body, kind of puts it all into perspective. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, it says this, "For while training your body is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." The time we spend on diet, exercise, taking care of our body, for so many reasons, it is not a waste of time and energy. Or is it selfish in any way? I hope, everybody, that you will think of the time that you spend working on your health and on your fitness. I hope that you will think of it as, well, as an investment in yourself so that you can live more fully for God. Exercising and practicing good health habits is one of the best ways to care for yourself, not just physically, but also mentally, and most importantly, spiritually. As 1 Corinthians says in chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." Take good care of yourself, everybody. Life, it's such a precious gift from God. Don't waste even a minute or an hour or a day. God made these bodies for us. As David prays to God in Psalm 139, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret. Intricately woven in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How amazing are your thoughts concerning me! How vast! Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. Praise be to God, for through His Son Jesus we're all saved. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16 is the truth. Believe it and live. And be ready at the end of your life to join our Holy Father in heaven, free of all burdens, able to enjoy God's love for you in His presence.